This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. India and China have agreed to resume direct flight connectivity between Chinese mainland and India at the earliest and finalize an updated air services agreement. Both sides came to this agreement during bilateral talks between Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi. Our correspondent reports that the two sides had positive, constructive and forward-looking discussions during the meeting on bilateral, regional and international issues of common interest. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the stable and constructive ties between India and China will contribute significantly to regional and global peace and prosperity. The Prime Minister also emphasized the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the India-China border and reiterated India's commitment to a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question. Prime Minister stated this after the meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Yi handed over a message and invitation from Chinese President Xi Jinping to the Prime Minister for the SCO summit being held in Chiachin. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will co-chair the 26th session of India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation today. Dr. Jaishankar will also address the India-Russia Business Forum meeting in Moscow. The External Affairs Minister had arrived in Moscow last evening on a three-day official visit to Russia. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and review the bilateral agenda and share perspective on regional and global issues. The National Democratic Alliance Vice Presidential Candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan will file his nomination today. All NDA leaders will participate in the nomination filing process. During the NDA Parliamentary Party meeting, which was held in New Delhi yesterday, Prime Minister Modi introduced NDA's Vice Presidential Candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan and felicitated him. Briefing media after the meeting, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that Prime Minister Modi appealed to all MPs, including those from the opposition, to elect him unanimously. Meanwhile, opposition INDRA bloc has fielded former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy as its candidate for the vice presidential election. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Antas Simaria project in Bihar's Gaya on 22nd of this month. The project includes a nearly 2-kilometer-long bridge over River Ganga, which will provide direct connectivity between Mokama in Patna district and Begusarai. Briefing media in New Delhi, the National Highway Authority of India member Anil Chaudhary informed that this bridge has been constructed parallel to the old two-lane rail-cum-road bridge, Rajendra Setu. He added that the new bridge will reduce extra travel distance by up to 100 km for the heavy vehicles travelling between regions of North Bihar and South Bihar. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will introduce the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Bill, Amendment Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha today to further amend the existing Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Act 2019. During the session, Mr. Shah is also expected to move the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025 and the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025. Meanwhile, the Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will introduce the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025 in the lower house of the Parliament. At least 21 people have died in the last 4 days due to rain and flood-related incidents across Maharashtra. The torrential rain still continues in Mumbai, Thane, Palghar, Konkan and other parts of Maharashtra on the fourth consecutive day. Women's team will begin their SAF U17 Women's Championship 2025 campaign with a clash against Nepal at the Changliminthang Stadium in Thimphu, Bhutan today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.